Hogstop Hour, I can't think anything that rhymes with husky, so I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
Vaginal enclave, furry fun hole. When you tell it to a lady, taking her back a bit, that's when you gotta boom, you disorientate them, spin them around three times, they're moving for the kill. All tactics I deploy, try it out. And then if you're lucky, she'll get it out. What's this sound? That's last. Skating along. Okay, I will open the door today, snow everywhere, and you think, the changes of mind from when a child, you'd go, yippee, as an adult, you go, fucking hell, the roads are going to be gay, I've got to get all that stuff, scrape my bloody windscreen, anyway, I battled into work, it wasn't too bad, got in. And I wore a jumper, thinking, yeah, oh, it's freezing, look at the snow. You go in the office, it's fucking boiling. You could bloody get your trunks out and have a bit of sunbathing. It's absolutely roasting. So then I took my jumper off, tricked to thinking, oh, it can't be that cold outside. Go outside, it's freezing. She was laughing at poo from my bum that I couldn't control and left on my pants. Is that funny? Yes, of course it is. All poo's funny. We just had one of these family discussions. Now, in the real world, you're not dealing with family. Things are easy. Things are like getting a lift up to someone's house who lives a 10-minute walk away. In the real world, there's eight people, one car. Well, it's fairly obvious. We're not all going to fit in. Now, in the real world, you go, yeah, well, if you walk, a couple of you walk. Like, they fit, yeah, but young lads, you walk. You young uns all walk. Old people in there. You know, it's fairly easy. There's not too much huffing and puffing. Easy peasy. When you've got your family, oh dear. When you add family, if this was an equation, you'd be like E times family squared equals easeability of achieving success in problem. Let's factor in Christmas, C, and then excitability, coldness. It all ends up one massive, great, big fucking equation. And who actually gives a shit? You never see the answers to equations. You just see them. Oh, you times this by that and that. Never any figures there, are they? Huh? Why the fuck do you care anyway? But when you have family in there, it's infinitely more difficult. And that is a number bigger than a squillion, at least. And so this one, it said, oh, well, it was someone, well, I walked last time. She always gets her own way. There was a lot of random new inputs to put into the equation, and it took 15 minutes to work it out. I got bored of it and just started walking. Of course, when they found that out, it took another load of minutes to add in now that there's one less they were fighting for. The four births of non-walking. See, that's it. Anything you do with family is a lot harder, takes longer, but is yet more enjoyable. How do you work that one out? I think I can write. Bloody brat here. I pretended to slip on a bit of ice, kicked her in. And she was there. She broke the ice into the water, thrashing around. Sounded like a seagull. I went, you sound like a seagull. But here we are, listeners, back for another year. Brand new, let's start all over again. Is it funny how a few days, just a little date, it doesn't even mean anything, changes. Everyone goes, right, I'm going to get a new job. I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to detox. I'm not going to drink beer for a month. Whereas the week before, they were going, I'm going to eat as many chocolates as I fucking can. I'm going to do as little as possible. Not leave the house for days. Not even know what day of the week it is. Then a few days later, they're like, whoa, come on, let's go. I'm only eating sweet corn. Whew, wouldn't like to see their poos. But actually, it'd be quite nice. Yellow and sunny, I imagine. A lot of fun, if a bit chewy. It's weird though, when you get older, you're like, oh, what year is it? And you're like, oh, 2009? What? No, it's not. What? Are you sure? I thought it was 2008. Why did 2008 go? Are you sure we've had that? Come on. I don't remember. I remember 2007, and then now. Fuck, I lost a year, help. We've seen so many years, you know, they all seem the bloody same. You're like, oh, well, how old are you? How old? Oh, that means I must be this age. You just go, you don't bother to know your own age anymore. You just go how old, like, your nephews and nieces are, whatever. You're 18? Jesus, that means I must be 31. Fucking hell, what? No one told me. And also, when you get old, like my mum, almost fell over, you start calling people by the rest of the whole family first. Ah, yes, Derek, John, Andrew, Ben, Bob, George, you, over there. Youngest one. What's the worst thing about the start of the year is that you got paid a week early last year, so now you got to last a whole extra week with no money. Not detox, as I can't do anything, so I want my money tox. Although, to be fair, once again it's good timing, because it's probably the only time that those impossibly crap DVDs you got bought, probably from Woolworths closing down, that's the only time you're ever going to watch them. Only time you'll ever be that desperate, with no money, and all your friends have got no money, that you'll have to watch What Women Want, or 50 First Dates, or whatever tremendously crap film you were purchased. These are not just the crap ones, these are the ones that are just so crap you think, how the fuck has she thought so I'm going to like this? I hate Adam Sandler. Why have you bought me his double DVD box set, you bastard? No one like, come on! The new X-Files movie? I didn't even know they did a new movie! What the hell is this? Oh, I've been alright 10 years ago. What am I going to do with it now? American Pie 5? What? This never came out of the cinema, did it? I call that the Police Academy syndrome, where they made movies so crap that people just forgot they released them, but they didn't stop them releasing more. Well, of course you get Saw 5. I mean, it's probably just Saw 4 released again, but no one could be had the staying power to watch 4 and 5, so no one knew. A sausage. You think I don't know you? And I don't like you. A sausage. What the fuck's this? A sausage. What do I do with this? You know, to be given a sausage when you want a knife. Well, I suppose you can train the sausage to cut things up, but it's going to be a lot of sausage. Good effort! News nugget. Child elopers, Africa plan foiled. What's this you hear? It is. Two German children, aged 5 and 6, have been stopped by police from eloping to Africa to tie the knot in the sun. What the fuck? And the stupid thing is, they didn't even have passports or money. And they think they're bloody adult enough to get married. Think again, you little pipsqueaks. The article says the budding lovebirds packed bathing costumes, sunglasses and a lilo and were heading to the airport. They even had in mind to invite an official witness, his 7-year-old sister. Well, she should know better, being 1 and 2 years older. The young couple were very much in love. How weird is that? You can't write that about children for 5 and 6. And they got to the local tram station, where they boarded a tram for the central train station. The group aroused the suspicion of a guard as they waited for the train to the airport. And instead of arresting them, the officers persuaded the children they wouldn't get far without tickets and money, but consoled them with a free tour of the police station. You see, that is just encouraging the children to try get to the... try and get on the airplane to get married because they get rewarded with free tours of the police station. First, my brother has a cleft chin. The fuck's a cleft chin? Is it one of those bum Steve Davis bum chins? I just thought you got that through over-usage of the snooker cue on chin area. I got this new dude starting at work. New dude, eh? You look at them with suspicion. You think I don't know you, and I don't like you. I don't really think that. But someone said, what's he like? And I said, well, it's like being given a sausage to cut up your meal with. You're like, what the fuck's this? What do I do with this? You know, it might probably cut it up, but you're not sure. And it's a bit bloody odd, you know, to be given a sausage when you want a knife. And I suppose you can train the sausage to cut things up, but it's going to be a lot of fucking effort. It's pretty more... like a spoon. I mean, you can cut things up, but just gonna take you a lot more. It's not the clean, precise, laser-guided skills that you want. You don't really cut your dinner up with laser beams. But you, if you could choose to, you would. That's all I'm saying.
Hosky's gonna tell you something now.
I bought some pants. They're boxer shorts, so they're my pants. In the sales. You know, thought, treat myself, buy a couple of pants while they're cheap. those pant prices leap up in the new year. Bastards. A woman said to me, the pants are non-returnable. And I said, I should bloody hope so. It's like, can you imagine anything worse than buying some pants to find that someone has gone home, tried them on, and then thought, no, these aren't the pants for me. You shouldn't have to say that. It's when she said it, I thought, whoa, has this always been the case? Oh, my goodness. But then at that point, I looked at the women's knickers and thought, oh, damn it. See, that could be a way to boost sales. You could allow women to try them on and bring them back. You'd specifically make them with a hole or put the wrong size in. They'd go and put it on, return it back. Bosh, you could sell them double now to young teenage randy boys. Cha-ching. You'd never thought about this, and the lottery of buying pants, there's no turning back. Once you've parted cash, that's it, they're yours forever. Of course, if they don't fit, you can always use them as something else. A nice hat. A balaclava. See, this woman the other day, I said to her, oh, you've got a camel's toe. And usually, it's a bit funny, camel's toe. We know, we all know what that is. Ha ha ha. This woman didn't know what camel's toes were. Oh, she said, what? And I was like, I can't really explain this. You just meant to go, I know, I haven't, and laugh. So I was like, you know what a camel's toe looks like? She's like, no. I said, well, actually, I haven't seen many camel's toes, to be fair, but I know what looks like one. And then I was trying to find the words to describe, you know, the indent of your, this is not going to be easy. Nope. If you pull your knickers, basically, I'm saying, but it's not true because I can't, I can see the lips of your fanny. Oh. And see, whenever you say that, I mean, you can only really say that to your mates. You can't say lips of your fanny to women. Amusingly, she was highly embarrassed and quick slunk off, leaving me to embarrassingly walk the other way. Anyway, so be careful when you use the old camel's tongue, camel's toe, camel. I don't know what camel's tongue is. Oh my God, that's a sex move. Oh no. When you use the camel's toe, so you don't use it? What? For God's sake, you sick bastards. And whatever you do, don't abuse it. Good friend of mine. So it's slightly disturbing that we find camel's toes erotic. I mean, women probably don't find the cloth, our balls, you know, sticking out under some pants that are erotic, do they? Or our bum clefts? No, must be nature making us find that attractive. Good old nature. Three.
Whoa. Oh, you can talk. Last time you went there, you were pulling ribbons out of girls' fannies. Whoa. There wasn't loads of girls, and I was just popping ribbons out of all of them. It was one on a stage in front of 40 people. Anyway, that was, this is Hoss signing off, sex show artiste.
Christopher at Hoss House, we have Dad watching a wildlife program.
And
he's watching it with his faithful dog by his side, of course.
They followed me up. I must have dozed off here and there, but they're trying to channel.
Just a bit of wildlife. Oh, you got one dog in the little basket. She's a bit confused about Christmas, and this one, he's just sleeping on the couch.
What was it doing off a tree then?
Let the cat go to the
cat. Do you know what? That cat would always come down. I've never seen a cat trapped up a tree. They just jump down, wouldn't they?
I would think.
If no one saved him, it'd just really nip down.
If they got really hungry and really thirsty, I think that would have made efforts.
It'd jump down.
Long way to jump.
Yeah, but they could almost climb it, yeah. But two blokes, I mean, have come to save this cat from a tree. I mean,
well, maybe they've got to do
bloody nothing.
Father, Palmer's given up on the highway.
Killer clowns from outer space. Holy shit.
Well, that isn't as funny as this.
I said to my mate this week, I don't know what he's doing. I said, who do you think you are? Wilmot Brown? And he was like, who? Wilmot Brown. You know, he sexually harassed Kath on EastEnders. He was a desperate man, wasn't he? Sexually harassing Kath on EastEnders. That is something. But, you know, I was thinking of this sexual harassment. You know, if I wouldn't really mind being sexually harassed by a woman, obviously. You know, I'd go for it. I'd say, what's the big problem? But if you were being sexually harassed and you didn't like it, just, you know, just don't show any emotion. Because touching, if you're a bloke harassing a woman, you know, touching her breasts and whatever, put her hand up a skirt, if she doesn't respond, you just get bored. You know, you just think, oh, this is no fun. It's only fun if the woman goes, I love it. Well, with a bit more mixed feeling than that, probably. But, you know, if they just sit there and go, yeah, what do you want? Is that it? Is it? Doing nothing for me. You know, if they acted like that, you know, if they acted basically like, you know, you're a long-term girlfriend, then you'd soon lose interest in harassing them. You'd be like, I'll stop harassing you now. Or nothing, I'm just not getting anything back from you. You know, if you want me to harass you again, you need to put a bit of feeling into it. You know, I just can't turn it on like that. Because they probably aren't going to say that. And girlfriends have to pretend they're enjoying it, just in case you try and, you know, you'll run off with one of their mates. But people at work don't.
Jingle! Gee-oof, gee-oof. Don't never feed a dwarf. They will bite you. Gee-oof. They'll probably try and leap on your face and bite, punch, spit. They are. Plus, they're always up to no good. I never really met a dwarf, but I've seen a lot of films.
Okay, this is the heart on Christmas Day. I don't hear else you're expecting. It is Hoss half hour. You know, if someone else came in and introduced themselves, you'd go, who the fuck's that? That's my show. I talk. That's the way it goes. This is, what time have we got here? It's a little peak. 2:21. And this is a nice quiet period. We've been to the pub. We've had a couple of drinks. We're a little bit jolly. And from now, this is where some may say it goes downhill. I say the opposite. We're going uphill. That doesn't make sense, but it gets better from here.
Instead of glasses of pupils, they found only chickens. Only chickens. Only chickens. Chickens. They found only chickens.
I'm walking here by the lake type place thing. Reservoir, I shall call it. Walking by the reservoir. And you see the ducks in there. Half of it's iced over. And then there's a little bit of water. Well, all the ducks are buggering off to get under my feet on the path for some reason. But when you see them in the water, I still think they must be cold. I know they're ducks and they've got special waterproof feathers, whatever. But you just think, they must, come on, you must be cold, ducks, admit it. Go on, say it once. Go on, tell me you're cold and that's it. I'll leave you alone. Wee, bit of a slip. Never do. What about the seagulls? They must, surely they get cold. They don't even spend much time in the water. And then obviously they're just like standing around on the ice, acting tough, saying, look at me, I'm on the ice, you're not. Why can't they like do some DNA and like give us the cold abilities of the ducks? Like even seagulls' feet, I love the cold. I don't want them to look like seagulls' feet, that would just be stupid. But I want their abilities to withstand cold. Now what am I talking about? Why have the... Of all the things of a seagull to have, I've chosen to have his feet. That is just stupid. Surely I'll have some wings. Oh no, get the feet, aren't they good? I'm sure seagulls are getting bigger. And my theory is that they're growing in size based on their new efficiency at getting food from playgrounds and schools. There's always some whopping big fucking seagulls around there. And it must be like mum's sandwiches or dairy slices or whatever, but they are getting bigger. And what I plan to do now is send them over to Europe, and so instead of us having Euro wasps, they can have some fucking English seagulls and go, whoa, and we'll bully their little weedy Euro ones. Hey, let's see how Europe likes it when we send oversized, aggressive animal stroke insects over to them. In fact, they sent over their Euro mallards, bullying the smaller, less aggressive English mallards. Their Euro wasps, bigger, more aggressive, always bigger and more... Why can't we just have some more passive, smaller versions of these? Like, oh look, here's the Euro stinging nettle, tiny. Doesn't really... It just tickles you, in fact. Where are those bloody things? Not even the Euros bloody attacking the English defensive, less aggressive English pound. Where's it going to end, eh? one day might have loads of Euro women, aggressive, grabbing maids, wee! That'll be the day, and these aggressive, big-breasted Euro ladies come over, knocking out the fat, passive English ladies, and gobbling up the delicious hosking.
The elephant says, here's a news nugget.
News nuggets. Now we know women can be a bit weird and a bit irrational, but they go too far when they set fire to a man's genitals. Well, actually it's his penis, but pretty much the same thing. An Australian woman, bloody animal, has appeared in court charged with murdering her husband by setting fire to his penis. Now, is there a more evil or horrible way to be killed? She's alleged to douse her husband with flammable liquid whilst he was sleeping. Then she set him alight. She said, I did not intend to kill her husband, but to punish him for alleged infidelity. I wanted to burn his penis, so it belongs to me and no one else. I didn't mean this to happen. Well, just burning his penis is pretty bad enough. They accidentally caused the whole bloody house to be burnt down and kill him. Oh, that was an accident. I didn't see that one coming. It's not really a valid bloody get-out clause. I mean, what did you hope it to happen? Just his penis to burn? I mean, bloody women. You can't trust him, I tell you.
Oh, go over there. Look at that.
Je probeert dan terug je toekomst.
Plus het feit, als je met seks omgaat, is het niet alleen het fysieke dat telt, maar ook soms het lieve woordje.
Oh, ze proberen zo op het lezen. Nou, we hebben een kip of als ik zelf aan mijn zon op.
Just thinking of previously when I went to buy some pants and the woman told me they were non-returnable. It's got me thinking about skid marks. And I wonder what other people think about when they're walking down the road. Skid marks? Probably not. I'm near a road though, so hey, as you can hear. It's like these pants are non-returnable. What, I mean, why would they be non-returnable? Has someone gone to put them on and found a skiddy in there? Gratis, free of charge, in the price? Now, no one wants to see a skid mark. I wouldn't even really like to see if it was my own skid mark, let alone anyone else's. But this reminded me once, I had some loose bowels, the kind of bowels you wouldn't really trust a fart with if you were to give a fart to a bowel, consonant. Anyway, I'd done a little bit of a wet fart, and then there was a little brown stain. And I remember my pants were on the floor, I was with this chick, and she went, look, your pants have got a little skid mark. And although being relieved at her response, really, I mean, no one skids their own pants on purpose, or skids their own pants. No, skid everyone else's, do you? Especially on purpose, that'd be sick. She'd like, I'd laugh if I saw skiddies in a woman's knickers. I go, dirty bitch, look at that. But today, after thinking, musing, the skid marks for a bit, it's like she was laughing at poo from my bum that I couldn't control and left on my pants. Is that funny? Yes, of course it is. All poo's funny. and these heart attacks they have on soap operas. Kind of put your arm up in the air and I was just walking along by the reservoir thing, and then I heard this walking steps slowly gaining on me, quicker. A relentless tempo homing in on me. Where'd this unseen assailant come from? Remorselessly catching me up, bugger, by about 1 foot every step. I was ambling, obviously. I wasn't, you know, doing Olympic walking with butt wiggling, almost running, in fact. I would call it a lady run, in fact. And then, anyway, came up next to me, it was a bloody old woman. I was like, fucking hell, what the fuck is that? What are you doing? I think I'm a right bloody prat here. Oh, that's Brisky walking by, overtaking me next to a frozen lake. No, I pretended to slip on a bit of ice, kicked her in, yes. And she was there. She broke the ice into the water, thrashing around. Sound like a seagull. I went, you sound like a seagull. She goes, help, save me, dive in. I was like, I would, but I'll go back to work. And it'd be freezing, so I'm not. But don't worry, loads of people walk around this reservoir thing. They're bound to be... Although not usually this late, actually. We'll just keep treading water. I'm sure someone will come along in the next couple of hours. Not really. Then I got a stick to try and pull her out. And as she grabbed forward towards the stick, come on, reach, reach, I threw in her face and went, that. She fell back into the water. And that is for overtaking me. Don't you ever overtake me again. And then I got out a bread roll and threw it on the... So the seagulls came in. Back, 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 back. Actually, in all seriousness, if it was a good-looking woman, he thought, whoa, I'd be in there. I wouldn't hesitate. If a kind of ugly-looking old woman fell in, I'd be like, oh. And then if there was, she was like a kind of distance away, I would definitely go a bit slower just to give other people the opportunity to get there ahead of me and dive in. I'd be after you. I haven't even got my 50-meter swimming badge. You go on, get in there, son. I'd throw some youngster in. I think you're allowed to do that. I think there's a rule. A bit like how you can shoot Welshmen with a crossbow in Nottingham at 12 o'clock or something. You can just throw younger people in. Kind of rank privilege of rank.
I'll have a double jingle latte, please. How the fuck do you even get an elephant to understand you want him to point out the bucket with the most fruit in?
It was funny initially slipping up on the bloody ice. It made me chortle. And now, 50 minutes later, it's not funny anymore. I'm cold. I'm tired. I felt like I've been for a bloody workout. It's a mixture. I mean, I went for a walk. It's my exercise. Half of it I spent sliding along. The other half kept doing these bloody kind of street gymnastics like I was one of those fucking park runners, whatever they're called. Leaping up pavements and monuments. I didn't want to do that. I just wanted a nice walk. I'm absolutely freezing, and I've had enough. I've had enough, all right? The fun stops here now. Stop the jokes, bloody ice, and just let me get back to work. Right, I can only laugh because I can see the door. I'm heading, sliding in, gliding my way.
Bastards.
Shit.
Ass.
Knob.
Twat.
A hose pipe with a nozzle set onto power wash. Right in your face, councils. Fuck's sake.
Well, let's go on.
The sun let us. I just had a quick peek at the sun, and it's lovely letters of joy. And my girlfriend would rather go down and spend time with fairground boys than me. Now, this is quite a common problem. Fairground boys. Otherwise known as pikeys, I believe. He's 19. His girlfriend is 17. What are they doing with their lives? If I had a girlfriend and she preferred to spend time down the fairground with the fairground boys, then I would say, hold on a minute, I think it's time we both moved on. We know we're going in different directions. You're going down more down a fairground route, and I'm more of an arcade boy. So this boy, he was going to meet her on Saturday. She changed her mind. Guess where she went. Yep, bloody fairground. Fairgrounds are so shit as well. Oh look, here's some games people used to play about 100 years ago. I mean, come on, throw the ring around objects which are bigger than it. What do you think I am, fucking stupid? Pay a quid to hook a duck which will make me win a prize that cost you 50p. What? That's not even a game. Come on. That's just me buying a crap teddy bear for 50p, for a quid, when it costs 50p. Oh, look, we'll go over here. Shoot a target 2 metres away with a gun which is impossible to aim. Oh, God, the fun you can have. It never ends. Or go on some really boring average rides. Yay. And it's always cold and you go to bloody fairgrounds. Freezing. You naturally, of course, forget your fucking gloves so your hands are freezing. Tramping around a dirty field. Anyway, his girlfriend loves all that shit. Or is it just the boys? Those fairground boys. So anyway, he goes out. She's off down the bloody fairground. He goes out. He gets drunk. He drinks absinthe, vodka and lagers. He goes round a mate's flat. I didn't really read the end bit that detailed, but he then starts stroking his mate's girlfriend's neck, and then before he knows it, they're getting on having sex. And what a bastard he is! What about his mate? His mate, if this is the... I didn't have to read this, but this is the son. His mate will have passed out And who does... right, no, things never happened before I know it. The last time something happened to you, and then before you knew it, you were snogging and shagging someone. Never. In real life, you're there thinking, oh, I'm going to get a bit of action here. And then you're waiting ages, this nervous tension arising, thinking, come on, fucking, have I got the green light? Oh, what are these fucking signals? What does it mean? Stroking her hair, that's a good one, I think. Oh, she's crossed her legs. Oh, fucking hell. I mean, really, women, you just got to give us a kiss or something, let us know. We can't just wade in there, because that'd be like rape or something. We have to have written permission these days. Yeah, he should have had written permission from his fucking mate, for God's sake, if he wants to go on it on his mate's bird. I'm not really sure what happened after that. I imagine Deirdre said, listen, dude. I think Deirdre would have said, dude, listen, you fucking numpty. You nonce. She took on a 1970s cop persona. Listen, you fucking nonce. Get yourself a new fucking slag and one who isn't fixated on fucking pikeys and fairgrounds. And stop being a dirty, noncy love rat with your bloody best mate's bird. All right? Oh, good old Deirdre.
Just didn't quite get his leg over.
Angus, do stop it. Keep us. Angus, for goodness sake, stop it.
Yes, Lawrence. Lawrence, please. Seemed to be well.
He hit a four over the wicket's head, and he was out for the night. And Tuffle came.
Listen to this clip of Oscar Half Hour.
Bugger. Fucking hell, bugger. Fucking hell, bugger. 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 Fucking hell, bastards. The lips of your fanny, bastards. What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck's this? The fuck? Fucking hell. Genitals. Dirty bit. Fucking hell. It's fucking boiling. Fucking, who the fuck's that? Fucking cat. Fuck, bastard. Fucking equation, shit.
Where did that accent come from? Yes, indeed, sir. You fucking
fuck! Get the fuck!
Stop making me insult you. It's just like
stop forcing my hand.
Honestly,
stop fucking forcing my hand.
And here is the muck-ups.
But you just think, they must come on, you must be cold ducks, admit it. That is just stupid. Surely I'll have some wings. Gobbling up the delicious hosking. Mmm. Right, bloody prat here. I pretended to slip on a bit of ice, kicked her in. And she was there. She broke the ice into the water, thrashing around. Sound like a seagull. I went, you sound like a seagull. The pants are non-returnable. Can't say lips of your fanny to women, bastards. Our balls, you know, sticking out under some pants that... You think I don't know you? And I don't like you. Street gymnastics, like I was one of those fucking park runners or whatever they... I hate Adam Sandler. Why have you bought me his double DVD box set, you bastard? You never see the answers to equations saying, look at me, I'm on the ice. You're not. Knocking out the fat, passive English... Ladies, slowly gaining on me, quicker. Oh yeah, that was that. If you were being sexually harassed and you didn't like it, who the fuck's that? I'm going to do as little as possible. Anything you do with family is a lot harder, takes longer, but is yet more enjoyable. How do you work that one out? Fairground boys. That'll be the day. And these aggressive, big-breasted Euro ladies come over. I would call it a lady run, in fact. Randy boys. Sausage, you think I don't know you? And I don't like you. Sausage. What the fuck's this? Sausage. What do I do with this? You don't be given a sausage when you want a knife. Well, I suppose you can train the sausage to cut things up, but it's going to be a lot of fucking sausage. Good effort. Vinitessability relative. Of all the things of a seagull to have, I've chosen to have his feet. One day he might have loads of Euro women, aggressive, grabbing mates. Wee. I bought some pants. The lips of your fanny. Oh, I don't know what a camel's tongue is. Oh my god. That's a sex move. Oh no. I think I'm gonna eat as many chocolates as I fucking can. My girlfriend would rather go down and spend time with fairground boys than me. You don't be given a sausage when you want a knife. Well, I suppose you can train the sausage to
cut things up, but they go too far when they set fire to a man's genitals.
She was laughing at poo from my bum that I couldn't control, left on my pants. Is that funny?
Yes, of course it is. All poo's funny. It all ends up one massive, great, big fucking equation.
Then it's infinitesimally relative.
And then... Yeah, I saw a mother.
What?
You're like, I haven't got a clue. Girls in the street started giving me the big eye. Unusual to hear where they started and then what they finish on. Make your weapon esteemed. Yeah, brilliant. My rod is so big that it can be shared among five mouths. Oh, yes. Share it. Share the wealth. Yeah, brilliant. Oh, Lordy B. Right, that's all. So.